Hello and welcome to this week's Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the forthcoming Letterkenny Chamber Business Awards, plus how an Inishowen teenager is setting up his own social media support enterprise. But first, Donegal County Council's Tourism Unit, together with Fáilte Ireland and Local Enterprise Office Donegal, will host 5 business clinics around the county next month, one in each municipal district council area. Well, to find out more, I've been speaking with Mary Fowley Daly, Senior Tourism Development Officer with Donegal County Council, and I began by asking her what the thinking is behind this initiative.
Thank you, Chris, for having me on. Well, I suppose the thinking behind them was Fáilte Ireland would have in the past had business clinics, held business clinics with the industry here in Donegal, and indeed ourselves in Donegal County Council, Donegal Tourism, would have had different events meeting the industry in the county. But this is the first time that collectively Fáilte Ireland, Donegal County Council's Tourism Unit and the Local Enterprise Office have come together to have these business clinics in the different municipal district areas. And what we're looking for is we're looking for people to explore their tourism business idea, you know, in partnership with the different sectors that are there on the evening. So we're inviting people to come along. They're free. You can book a 30-minute information session where you can share your, I suppose, your business ideas with the tourism officers that will be there on the night, from both Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland. And also you can learn about the supports that are there for the industry from the Local Enterprise Office. And then I suppose the next steps that you can take in order to advance your tourism idea.
And do you think it'll be a case of people coming who maybe don't have any business at the moment in the tourism sector, or no doubt there'll be some there who maybe have something on a small scale and want to expand? There's probably going to be a mixture.
I would say a mixture, yeah. The diversity, I suppose. People who want to diversify, maybe if they're in the industry already and they want to diversify into maybe looking at something else as well, or if they want to expand. And this isn't just for businesses, it's for individuals as well. So we are inviting people to come along. They have to just register with us in advance, and you know, they're welcome to come along on the different evenings. And the clinics, of course, are going to be delivered in partnership to ensure that, I suppose, there's loads of local relevance there and supports available. So you have, as I said, the enterprise office in terms of, you know, maybe some of the mentoring supports, the financial supports that are available for people. And then you have the experts from both Fáilte Ireland and Donegal County Council's tourism teams there as well on the night. And it's, again, it's about exploring, it's about collaborating, and you just don't know what ideas may come forward, you know, on any of the nights.
So if you have an idea, you know, this is an opportunity to go along, and no matter what stage you're at in the thought process, there are a lot of supports out there.
Yeah, and I suppose these evenings are all about signposting them to the appropriate supports that are there in terms of, you know, if you want to expand your business, if you want to maybe go into business for the first time, or if you want to diversify, maybe you're in a particular business, but you want to diversify into a tourism offering, because there's a lot of people doing that now. You know, there's a lot of people maybe in different traditional businesses, but they feel that there is a tourism offering that they can offer alongside of their existing business. So they're the people we want to speak to, the individuals and, as I said, the businesses that are maybe doing something different or want to expand or diversify. And they're the people. And these clinics are all about signposting them in the right direction in terms of the supports available, the mentoring available, and then, of course, the advice from the likes of Fáilte Ireland and ourselves in Donegal County Council Tourism Unit. And I mean, in the room on any of these nights, you will have all the sectors that are important to you, and I suppose exploring your idea and bringing it to fruition, or even expanding out on that idea.
the last number of years have seen a big increase in the number of visitors. And if you look at the number of people employed in the tourism sector and tourism related, here in Donegal, we have a lot of enterprises that have started off just being a person's kitchen or maybe with a boat or out in the back garden. But it's certainly an area that's flourishing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's our largest indigenous industry in the region and offers employment for a lot of people. So it's a very important sector from not only from a jobs perspective, but from an economic perspective. As you said, there is a lot of passion and opportunities there at present. And it's great to see within the county the number of new businesses that are opening, or the number of businesses, I suppose, that are expanding into, you know, the tourism field as well. And really, these five different evenings that we're having throughout November in the different regions within Donegal is all about, as I say, if you have any kind of idea, or, you know, if there's something in the back of your head and you think, oh, that's something I'd like to explore, this is the time to do it. You know, there's no idea too small. There's no idea too big. So we're inviting people to register and come along to these business clinics and, of course, existing businesses as well. And, you know, this is the time. I mean, we have a fantastic product here in Donegal in terms of, you know, we've just hosted TBEX here in Donegal. And I mean, the response back from the attendees here in Donegal was really that we have something unparalleled within the, you know, within the rest of the world, really. I mean, it's something that is so natural. And I mean, we always say Donegal, it's in your DNA. And that's, you know, the DNA is diverse, natural and authentic. And I mean, that's what we have here in Donegal. And we want to support our tourism industry. It's very important industry within in the county. And this is what these evenings are all about. And really, you know, there won't be an opportunity, you know, again, to have all the people that you want to speak to under the one roof. And I suppose that's what makes them so important.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more in the short term, do they go to a website, or can they ring somebody, or what's the process there?
Well, of course, all the information is on all our social channels. So you can go on to Go Visit Donegal. You can check us out on Facebook, on Instagram. And of course, all the clinic details are on our LinkedIn posts and our Donegal Tourism Facebook page as well. Or you can send an email to, you can send it to either Fáilte Ireland or Donegal County Council. The Fáilte Ireland email is waw, that's W-A-W, at faultireland.ie. Or if you're sending it to Donegal County Council, just send it to tourism@donegalcoco.ie, and you'll get more information in relation to how to sign up, because you do need to book your slot. The slots are free at each of the clinics. The clinics run from November the 3rd right through to the 13th. They start off in Donegal on Monday the 3rd, and then it moves to Letterkenny on Wednesday the 5th, and this is all November. And then Monday the 10th, we're in Inishowen. On Wednesday the 12th, we're in the Lifford-Stranoller area. And on Thursday the 13th, we're in the Glenties area. So all the areas of Donegal are covered. But as I say, it is important to book your slot at those so that you'll get to sit down on a one-to-one basis with the people that you want to speak to. And of course, that's the people from Fáilte Ireland, from Donegal County Council's Tourism Unit, and from the local enterprise office in Donegal.
Mary, you touched on TVEX, so just enlighten us, bring us a little bit up to date, and maybe for those who aren't au fait with what it was all about, this was a great opportunity for Donegal to really put itself on the global shop window, and it has achieved that.
Exactly that, Chris. So TVEX, it's the Travel Bloggers Exchange Conference. So really, you have everything from your, as I say, your modern day TikTokers, content creators, right back to your traditional media, photographers, videographers, and everything in between. And they hold two conferences every year. It's an umbrella group for that industry. And each conference is normally one held in North America and then one in either Europe or Asia. So this year, Donegal hosted in September, the 9th to the 12th of September, TBEX here in Donegal. We had nearly 400 content creators, travel media in the county for that week. But indeed, on average, people, and this was a survey that was carried out with all attendees, on average, people stayed 9 nights. So a considerable amount of time. These are travel media people, so they do spend time when they're traveling. But we've spoken to people who stayed up to a month within the county. For the first 2 days of the conference, they got to go out and experience all parts of Donegal on what was called pre-BEX tours. So there was 30 pre-BEX tours on those 2 days. They got to experience everything from singing in Leo's Tavern to Fanad Lighthouse to hearing about Rory Gallagher in Ballyshannon to Donegal Town to Emerald Guitars. So everything around the county they got to experience on those 2 days. Then, of course, they had their own conference proper as well. And then they had a number of evening events as well that were held throughout the county. But I suppose it's not so much the few hundred people who attended that week. It's the ripple effect that they represent. They, like, each of those represent hundreds of thousands of potential visitors to our region. So you just, as I said, you don't know where that story will land. So I think that's the important element of it. TBEX had been in Ireland twice before, in 2017 in Killarney, where Forch Ireland hosted it, and in 2013 in Dublin. So we were a few years in the trying to get this conference to Donegal. We put in the formal bid in January of 23, and it came to fruition in September this year. And really, just the internet exploded with Donegal during the week that they were here. I mean, the amount of internet stories. I think at one stage, the guys here were nearly tired sharing stories. They had shared in the first day or two 720 stories. Like, there was millions. We had all the brand mentions monitored, and we had millions on the first few days alone. So I suppose it's just getting that coverage all over the globe that really, it's unprecedented, and it was a fantastic event for the county. And really, we need to extend a huge thank you to our tourism industry within the county, who hosted all of these people for all the days on the tours, and really put Donegal forward and put Donegal on the map for TBEX 2025 in Donegal.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, and I'm speaking with Mary Fowley Daly, Senior Tourism Development Officer with Donegal County Council.
There's no doubt that we have a great product up here. There is great potential as well, and in recent years we've seen more of the tourism sector being not just in the peak season, the shoulder season, the off season, and that's probably an area that has maybe more potential and more growth ahead.
That's it, exactly. And in the past few years, Donegal Tourism, Donegal in Donegal County Council, we have ran our campaigns just in the shoulder seasons. So they're normally for March, April time, and then October into November type of time. So at the minute we're in our shoulder season campaign, and it's called the Unrushed, Unspoiled Donegal. And it's all about, well, exactly what we have on our doorstep, taking time out to just get away from it all, you know, and enjoy that just peaceful feeling of walking on the beach and being the only person on that beach, or whatever you want to do, you know, sitting by a fire in one of our local pubs, enjoying some of the best music that you know, that you'll hear anywhere, enjoying our fabulous places to stay, our hotels and our different accommodation sectors, and all, of course, our attractions as well. So that is running at the minute. We're running that in conjunction with the Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. And it's very much in collaboration again, and just bringing people to the county and marketing the county in this, the shoulder season.
And you can see a big increase in outdoor activities. Years ago, we might have had maybe a German or an Austrian visitor all decked out, and the Irish people were not going out when the weather wasn't great. But even Irish people, that's all changed now. If you have the gear, the weather is not an excuse. And some people, you know, it's getting out in those wild days that can be appealing in themselves.
Absolutely, exactly. I mean, there's no such thing as bad weather. It's just bad clothes. So I think people have become, and I think really that's one thing that has come since COVID. People really want to get out there, out in the fresh air. They want more from their break. You know, they want to get out. They want to explore. They want to hike. And I mean, no better place than it coming here to Donegal. I mean, you know, we have loads of fantastic walking trails, our cycling now, you know, our water activities, of course, our golf. So there's something for everyone. And really, the weather, and I mean, even going back to T-Bex, the week that T-Bex was here, I think even for us, we had the worst week possible. And we kind of found ourselves, you know, saying to people, oh, you know, this is even extreme rain for us to be experiencing. They were saying, no, we absolutely love it. You know, we're coming from extreme heats or whatever, and we don't mind this. I mean, it wasn't cold, it was wet, but I mean, you put on jackets and you prepare for that. But, you know, that's really something that came out of all of those visitors here at that time. The weather was absolutely not an obstacle, you know.
And does that whole health and well-being and fitness side of things as well, that's really coming through?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's something as well that has come out, as I said, out of COVID. People want to get out and about. They want to do the walks. They want to do the trails. They want to get out on the bike. You speak to some of our, you know, our industry that are involved, we say, in cyclotourism here in the county. And they now are saying that it's nearly a 12-month year now, whereas before it was maybe confined to the peak season, where it has really expanded out now. And as you say, people are really more conscious about health, fitness and well-being and just getting out in the fresh air.
And we've no shortage of quality accommodation and hotels with spas, and there's treatments of pretty much all sorts of things that you can think of. And again, an expanding sector.
Oh, and like a lot of our hotels here in the county now offer some fantastic spa opportunities. And I mean, being able to sit outside again in a hot tub and maybe look down on a beautiful beach and everything, you know. And then, of course, we have alternative accommodation now as well. And that's something that's a growing trend as well. I mean, our glamping and, of course, our caravan and camping sector is a huge sector in Donegal. And really the facilities that they offer now as well are, you know, are very good, and it's something that has really improved in recent years.
It's important to keep people connected. Communications are vital, and in that regard you have a newsletter, for example, and there's also various other avenues for keeping people right up to date.
That's right, Chris. We have monthly newsletters. We have two, actually. We have one that's devised for the industry within the county, which, of course, brings them up to date with all the everything that's happening, I suppose, within the tourism industry, within the county, and any supports that are, or any training or any grants or anything like that. So that keeps them up to date in relation to that. And then, of course, we have our consumer newsletter, and that's focused, of course, at our potential tourists, and they include any offers or any news within the tourism industry in Donegal that's consumer focused. We also then, of course, have our Donegal Tourism Board, and also within that we have our Associates Committee, and the Associates Committee really represent the different tourism sectors within the county. So everything from accommodation to attractions and everything in between. And that again enables us, but also enables us to hear from the different sectors and what's really important to them. We also have a caravan and camping sector where we keep up to date internally and externally. We're part of the tourism network nationally. We also then offer a concierge service within the county. And what the concierge service is, it's really geared towards tour operators, or indeed individuals that are coming into the county but want something different, want a bespoke itinerary done up for them. So we're able to help them with that. And that's really a very important element of what we do in terms of dealing with those tour operators or individuals who want to come to the county, but maybe want something different as well, and maybe want some of the insider knowledge in order to create the best experience for them. And then, of course, we have ongoing engagement and collaboration with our tourism industry within the county, you know, at our seminars, at the business clinics that are coming up now in November. And then, of course, within our marketing. So we have trade shows that we go to every year, from Holiday World in Dublin and Belfast, and then the Balmoral Show in Belfast as well. We also every year take part in the Ireland West Airport and Tourism Ireland international trade shows as well. And they're normally in Italy and Germany. And we're able to bring some of our tourism industry to those as well. And then, of course, we have the marketing materials we spoke about. We have our tourism campaign, our autumn winter one on at the minute. And there's a number of assets that are available there for any of the industry to use. And we send out a toolkit, and that includes images, videos, you know, maybe social media frames, everything. So any tourism industry is able to use that. So even if you're a small tourism provider and you mightn't have the capabilities of having all your own imagery, there's a bank of imagery there that people can use. So there's a lot of supports there that we give to the trade, and you know, we have also golf is a very important component of our tourism offering now within the county. And of course we have some fantastic clubs, and we have our golf cluster now. We work very closely with them, and we're developing a golf strategy for the county, and we have produced this year a golf tourism brochure. So it outlines, you know, the different clubs, the different courses, both links and parkland within the county, and then of course the different accommodation providers as well. So I suppose all of that, there's a lot of supports there for the industry, and people can, you know, put their offers up on our Go Visit Donegal as well. And then for the consumer, in terms of communication, we have of course all our social media channels, and we have our website, which is govisitdonegal.com.
You've mentioned golf, Mary. It's particularly important to the Donegal economy because the typical golfer who's coming here generally has a much bigger spend.
That's right, Chris. It's a very important component of our tourism offering within the county. You know, we have some fantastic courses within the county, and we have fantastic accommodation providers. So we're really now going after that golf market. This year we have developed a golf cluster, and that represents the accommodation sector and the clubs. We also have produced a golf brochure outlining all the different clubs in the county and the courses and the details of each course, and of course also accommodation providers. And we're in the process of developing a golf strategy as well, because as you said, it is a lucrative market. For every golfer that you get, they represent maybe three regular tourists to your county. So they're normally big spenders, you know, they play golf, but they don't come and just normally play one course. They'll normally play two or three, they stay, they eat well, they party well, you know, so they spend their money here when they're here. So it is a lucrative market. And I mean, it's a growing market. And for instance, this year, most of our clubs would have said that they had a huge growth, particularly in the Canadian market, which is very interesting. So, you know, it is something that we're really working on now. And, you know, something that, you know, going forward, we'll have, you know, dedicated page on our website. And as I say, we have the different supports in terms of the brochure, in terms of being able to market, you know, having all those assets, again, the photography from the different courses and the videos as well.
Interesting that you mentioned there the Canadians, because I was just going to ask you, if we look back in times past, Donegal was hugely dependent on the Northern Ireland market, and then to a lesser extent the rest from the south and Britain. But if you were to take the profile of the market now, where are we beginning to see more visitors from?
Well, this year, I suppose most people and even the attractions within the county have said that they can really see a huge growth in that Canadian market. So that's, you know, very important now to us to look at that market and to look at the growing markets. I mean, you know, you're correct in saying, well, domestically, I mean, Donegal would have featured really well since COVID, because in COVID, people came to Donegal and we've really held on to that domestic market. And then, of course, Northern Ireland is also a very significant market, and of course, the UK. And then looking at the French and German market, we also used to, you know, do really well within those markets. But Spanish market now, because particularly in the caravan and camping market, because you see they can come from Bilbao right up, they can come in their camper vans and that. So that is another growing market that we've heard back from our industry in terms of, you know, the market that are coming in the caravan and camping. And again, in the last possibly 2 to 3 years, that market has really increased as well within the county. People coming in motorhomes and in camper vans.
So in conclusion, the outlook is pretty positive.
Yeah, I mean, it's very positive in Donegal. I mean, if you speak to anyone within the county, within the tourism industry in the county, like they would say this year, you know, they've really held their own, and a lot of them are saying that their figures are up on last year.
And that was Mary Fowley-Daly, Senior Tourism Development Officer with Donegal County Council. The prestigious Letterkenny Chamber Awards are just around the corner. In fact, they'll be staged at the start of next month. To get a little bit more detail about what's in store and where we are now in terms of the nominations and voting, I've been speaking with Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber.
Tony, the countdown is on to the Letterkenny Chamber Business Awards once again. Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny is the venue, and it all takes place on Friday, November the 7th. Where are we at now? We have the shortlist.
Yeah, we have. We announced the shortlist about 2 weeks ago, and we've had our voting, so that opened for votes. We'll be looking at those now in the next week or so. And the shortlist has been out now, as I say, for a while. And then on the night, the shortlist, the winners get announced for each category. It's all very fun and glittery night out.
Now, it's the Letterkenny Chamber Business Awards, but this is a countywide night of celebration, and I suppose it's a mark of the success and how it's expanded over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. We always, when we acknowledge the awards, we always say, you know, anyone can apply, chamber members or not. And it's been great over the last few years to see non-members applying and seeing people from across, as you say, across the county. And this year has been even better. We definitely saw a higher number of applications from people, and particularly from people we didn't know very well. And also just a great quality of applications. Our process includes an interview with each company that puts an application in. So that, and that helps inform the judging process. So that's been really good as well. So there's quite a lot of engagement goes on during the process. Like, you know, we that's sort of September right through to October. So we're really looking forward to honouring the winners on the night. But everybody who's gone to the bother, I have to say, of putting in an application, getting interviewed, putting their best foot forward, you know, everybody deserves a real vote of congratulations.
And of course, it's an opportunity on the night for people to network. There's great publicity out of it, and the people through social media have been asking their friends and family to vote for those to get into that shortlist. Maybe you can just go through the categories now. There are quite a large number, and I think we've one new one as well this year.
Yeah, so we have 13 categories plus our 2 special awards, which I'll talk about at the end. And we are one new one. It's just a slight change from last year. So it's the Shop LK Business of the Year. Our Shop LK, if people will understand, is open to not just retailers. It's lots and lots of type of businesses who accept the Shop LK gift card. So this year we expanded that slightly to call it something different. So it's Shop LK Business Award. We have lots. So we have Disability Inclusion Initiative. We have Innovation. We have marketing. We love to honour our best new business. So that's somebody's in business for less than 3 years, essentially. We have excellence customer service, which is always hotly contested, I'll put it like that, because businesses obviously have real customers at the end of their day. And business excellence, which is looking at processes. Our Business Three Irish Awards is one of our, we love doing this, one of our favourites. Now, that's growing and growing over the last few years, and we hope, again, that'll just keep on going through the work of Lean Roletta Canyon. We've Best Tourism Business, Sustainable Superstar, and sustainability is really important to our business, to everybody really nowadays, and that's growing again. I've seen different applications come in this year than other years. We have Workplace of the Year, Outstanding Small Business, Young Business Person of the Year. Again, lovely to see young people who are under 35 starting up businesses. And we also have one of the things I think we brought in last year for the first time was Employee of the Year. So over the last few months, we have been doing a monthly employee. Monthly employee. Each of those, so we have five of those, they go forward now to Employee of the Year and they get announced on the night as well. So that's that's just a lovely honour for somebody who's working in a business. And our other two awards that are special awards that the Chamber have been doing for many years are Business Person of the Year Award and Hall of Fame. And these are both for a business. The Business of the Year is really a business that has been outstanding this year or have done something new. These are awards that are gifted by the Chamber. And Hall of Fame is really for a business that has, is iconic in Letterkenny, that contributes to the life of Letterkenny. And they're our last two awards on the night, and they're always the favourite ones, and everybody, is sort of proud to receive that those awards.
And to win the awards, is it based purely on the number of votes, or how is the whole process judged?
No, it isn't. The voting is a very, very small amount of it. We look at them afterwards and sort of compare them to what the judges had had discussed. And we send it off to the judges to have a look again. But essentially, this is more about the interview process, the application form. And we have three judges plus our interviewer, our independent interviewer, who discussed each application at length and looked through. And they created the shortlist, and they will look at the winners just to decide who exactly goes forward. The supposed to voting, to a certain extent, is about engagement. So it means people are looking to say, I've never heard of that business. And even around, our board, you'll give people saying, I've never heard of them. Who are they? And I think that is what awards, to a certain extent, are about. Visibility of your brand. People going, I didn't know that person ran that business, or I didn't know who ran that business. And I all of this just culminates on the night.
Sponsorship, very important for you. You have a number of sponsors for the various awards, and then an overall sponsor.
Yeah, so in the last number of years now, it must be four, we have had Ergrid Group as our overall sponsor and partner with our awards. They're actually, this year's more important to them, because they are doing a project called Powering the Northwest. They're bringing hopefully the grid up to sort of Barnesmore Gap. Grid improvements. So we're really delighted to have them back on board this year. Really, we have some local people now working with them in County Donegal, so it's really good for their visibility.
I then asked her about tickets for the event in the Mount Errigal Hotel, which are in demand, and also we spoke about the forthcoming Halloween Fest.
There still have tickets available. They can go to our website, letterkennychamber.com. And purchase tickets there or ring the office here and we can set some aside.
So a busy time of the year for the Chamber, and coming up, of course, you have the Halloween Fest. So tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, so this is under Shop LK brand, we run Halloween Fest, have done for, oh my God, it must be 10 years or so. So it's great. On Halloween Day, 31st of October, we have our normal storytelling with Witch Gertrude. We have our trick-or-treat trail, happens on the main street. And Letterkenny CDP are our partners in this. They have a fancy dress competition, plus a lot of other activities going on in the courtyard. There's a parade at 4 p.m. And I would like to say that this year we've been kindly sponsored again by Kernan's Bistro. And that's you know, it helps us brand this as well. So it's a great day out for the family. It's just very simple. People come along, do the trick-or-treat trail and join in the crack. Lots of people dress up. So, and we have a photo booth. Keep forgetting the photo booth at Market Centre as well. So people can come along, get a proper photograph of them dressed up. We get whole families dressed under a theme, and it's great fun.
And more details on the Chamber social media platforms about Halloween Fest. And indeed, if you want to look at the shortlist for all the categories and more, that's where to go.
Yeah, for the awards, go to Letterkenny Chamber's social media pages, Facebook and Instagram. And for the Halloween Fest, go to Shop LK social media.
And that was Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. A Malinhead teenager is setting up his own social media support enterprise. 17-year-old Sean McGonigal wants to help small enterprises in Donegal to shine online and to master social media and reach more customers. Back in 2019, his father John McGonigal set up Wild a Pack Away, which he runs with Sean and his other brothers. The business has flourished and they have more than 30 of the playful and distinctive alpaca animals, which are members of the camel family. And young Sean has been very much involved in the social media side of things, and from what he has seen and learnt, he believes that now he can be of assistance to others. He's clearly a very ambitious young man, and I spoke to him recently to find out more. Well, Sean, many thanks for joining me on Business Matters. You have launched a marketing business. Now, you are going to help people by giving them practical social media support and indeed hands-on training. You've named your startup GrowPath Media. What exactly is it all about?
My idea really is that I'll teach you marketing. I'll teach you basic posting, ads, you know, very just the classic agency stuff with the, you know, social media management, all that on top. I like to leave you in a way that you still have the ability to grow from there organically. So I would like to leave you with templates for posts, suggested captions, you know, very obvious ways of going on.
Tell us a little bit about the family business and your dad. He has a well-known tourist attraction that, I take it, is part of the reason for you launching this business.
Yeah, so my dad owns Wild a Pack Away off in Malinhead. Really, my dad's one of the main inspirations for us over the fact that at the moment with the alpacas, I do run all the social medias. And it was always when we first started, it's the quote I love at the moment. I've been using it for everything. I wouldn't be asking you if I could do it myself. Which is what I'm working off of this, is the fact maybe people who wouldn't have the aptitude for social media, helping them along too in the way with, you know, basic Instagram and basic Facebook posting.
So naturally, you must have a big interest in social media, a dab hand at it. You find it easy to do, so you're going to be able to work with people, show them what to do. So who have you spoken with so far? Have you bounced the idea off several people?
Ah, yeah, obviously I've chatted to people in tourism. Obviously I've chatted a lot about it with my own father, and even people like Heidi Doherty, who used to manage Goes Any Shown and has helped us with the alpacas quite a lot. I've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah, now you're in fifth year in Cardona Community School, so leaving cert is still some time away, but this is something you're doing on a part-time basis, but who knows, it could become a fully-fledged business in the future.
Yeah, well, that's the dream, really. So it's always something I've thought about doing.
So say I had a little cafe, or maybe I've just a small restaurant, and I want to get the word out there, and I ring you up and I say, Sean, I've got a little business here. I need to get a bit of publicity. I need some help. What exactly are you going to do for me?
So first of all, usually what I like to go through is see what your strengths are with the place, you know, see if you've got talkative staff, see if you've got, you know, even a view from the shop is quite a big thing with social media these days. I would go through, see what your strengths are with the page, see what needs changing. Next thing I would usually look through is your branding, see if you're being consistent with it, seeing if you're using logos, seeing if you're using your same catchphrases. And then really I would go ahead, maybe I would take over your page for a while. And then I would see where your strengths are. I would look at all your analytics, see what's happening. Usually just an audit of the page altogether. So I would try get a look at everything. Then I would probably make you up some templates, or I would give you some example captions. I would make sure you have all your right hashtags. And then obviously I would try hand it back over to you. And I would try train you in a way that you're able to do this stuff organically by yourself.
And the way you're going to make money out of this is that you will charge a set amount, and then do people, would they come back to you over a period of time? Would you have different types of packages available?
Yes, thinking of stuff, you know, maybe a full audit, full takeover, all that sort of stuff, you know, to be at the higher spectrum of it, obviously, but just stuff of like, you know, a few weeks managing it, or correcting your branding and stuff like that, you know, or template packages or anything like that, and it can be on the lower side.
And what about people who are maybe a little bit shy or reluctant to sort of put themselves out there on social media? Do you find that can be an issue, that people might be even underselling their own product or their own business?
They kill me for this, but an old example is my father would have never, when we first started the alpacas, gone in front of the camera. It makes the entire experience of coming to the place a lot more personal. The fact of obviously knowing the face before you come is also quite a big thing. Putting your face in front of the camera, it's definitely a hard thing, especially if you're a new startup. You feel like people would, this sounds bad in its own way, but people would laugh at you for doing it. Obviously you're going to think that, but once it goes out there, I usually do find with small businesses that it receives better attention than the average sort of you know, I'll come here today, we have this deal on.
Now, you've named your business Grow Path Media. If people want to see a little bit more or find out a little bit more, what's your current online presence? How do they find out more about you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, just all Grow Path Media. That's how you find me. I share a general marketing tips and things that your business could be doing.
And that was Sean McGonigal from Malin Head. Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. May I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, bye for now.